You've got a fever. Cass was sitting in the nurse's office on the exam table. Nurse Willow had looked him over and found he was burning up. Only an hour earlier, Cass had been out playing baseball when it happened. Standing out in the field one minute, looking up at the sky and peering concerned faces of his teammates the next minute. So off he went to the nurse, who had been informed of his fainting spell. He didn't know he'd been running a temperature. The ebony nurse was holding the digital thermometer. She had just taken his temperature with and staring at him intently. "When did you first notice you were feeling ill?" she asked. Cass couldn't remember feeling unwell. Cass couldn't remember what he'd had for breakfast either. Shaking his head, he answered her, "I don't really know. I felt fine before we started the game." The nurse nodded. "Well, you need to refrain from strenuous activity for the next 24 hours. I'm putting you on bed rest and giving you some Tylenol. Come back to see me tomorrow." Tossing and turning that night, Cass had fitful dreams. First, he saw himself strapped to what looked like an altar. He tried to scream, but no sound came out. And then the nurse appeared, hovering over him, except her appearance had changed. Her hair was wild and hung past her shoulders, her full lips shiny and dark red, with glowing eyes and sharp fangs for teeth. Suddenly, the ebony demoness was gyrating on top of him, and Cass felt like he was about to climax when he woke up, dripping with sweat. His fever had broken, and there was a strange taste in his mouth that he couldn't put his finger on. "How are you feeling today, Cass?" The nurse turned and smiled at him. Immediately, Cass felt something was wrong. She looked the same, wearing her nurse uniform, but her skin had an unnatural sheen to it, and her eyes were no longer brown, but tinged with purple. Cass stammered, I feel much better today." He felt the air in the room growing warmer, thicker, and more humid. There was a strange odor in the air, sweet and musky, with sulfur undertones. "Good," she replied. "I trust the strange dreams you had didn't interfere with your sleep." "What? How did you kn-" He stopped cold, seeing her unbutton her uniform. Claws growing longer, hair coming to life and slithering around her head. She let the uniform drop to the floor, revealing shiny iridescent scales covering her curvy physique. Her long talons reached for him. She licked her lips. "Come, Cass. It's time. And you're just the right type." She nodded. "Everything I need." Cass stared at her as his face went blank, chanting the words back to her. "Yes, everything I need." His feet moving forward of their own accord into her waiting arms. As the succubus nurse spread her wings, wrapping him in a tight embrace and pulling him under. "This is Duchess Willow. Thank you for reading my Ebony Femdom Demon Nurse story. I hope that you'll call me. The number is 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Willow. Until then, enjoy the Halloween blog train and be well."